Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using Your Keys, Using My Keys. This is your host, Prophet Valerie Burrell. We're grateful and thankful. This month of May, we have Evangelist Hope Brogdon, who will be bringing the messages this month. Amen, amen, amen. Hope is a, I don't even know what words to use regarding hope, but she is. She is a woman who loves God's people. She has a heart, a pure heart towards giving to those in need by trade. She is an extraordinary massage therapist here in the Virginia, North Carolina region. She's phenomenal. I will allow her, if she would desire to give more information regarding her. But we are excited this month to have Evangelist Brogdon with us. And I just know that you all are going to be blessed. We're hoping that as you enjoy these broadcasts, that you will consider following the Empowerment. Also, download our mobile app that's hosted by Black Vibes. You can go to your Google store. You can go to your iTunes app store. Type in the Empowerment Place. Download our app. That way we can go with you everywhere you go. If you don't want to download the app and you have an iProduct, you can go to the podcast. Our messages are there as well. Our website is in the process of being redesigned, and we've got some Empowerment Place T-shirts. We're excited about, so the ministry is really on the grow, and we're grateful, we're thankful to God for all those who have sown in and continue to sow into the ministry. We say thank you and God bless. Well, I'm not going to prolong anymore. Evangelist, I want you to do what you do, and we will hear what it is the Lord has to release. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Well, as I was discussing with you earlier, when you told me I was going to be speaking this month, you know how I react to that. But God had given me, I've got a dream, and he took me to my favorite movie, Tangled. You ask my granddaughter, she does. Grandma loves Rapunzel. So in the movie Tangled, there's a portion of the movie where Rapunzel is having a conversation with Flynn Rider, so I'm just going to quote their conversation. Rapunzel says, "I've been looking out of a window for 18 years, dreaming about what I might feel like when those lights rise in the sky. What if it's not everything I dreamed it would be?" So Flynn says to her, "It will be." And Rapunzel says, "And what if it is? What do I do then?" And Flynn says, "Well, that's the good part, I guess. You get to go find a new dream." So God says, "You've got a dream. I've got a dream." He said, "But where are you?" And when we look at Rapunzel, she's been held hostage, basically, in this tower for 18 years. And it's that time where she finally gets to a point where she's like, "I have to find out about the light." And then that's when the story begins, when she goes out with Flynn and she discovers the purpose and the meaning of those lights. So God is like, you know, what is holding you back in your own tower? What have you created to where you cannot function in the dream that I have given you and what I have purposed you to be? He's like, where are you? So I just wrote some notes about what God took me through. But like I told you, I've been up since 3 a.m. I mean, I literally sat down and watched my journey from how I got started. And God was like, "Okay, I gave you a dream. Where are you?" He's like, "Let's go to the beginning." The first thing is about obtaining our dream is we first have to walk with God. And that's prayer, spending time in the Word, and most importantly, making yourself available to be used. And when you start that process, God will start to reveal to you his plan for you. So we're going to go to Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And verse 6, in all ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. For me, my walk with God started when I started going to Dominion Worship Center years ago, and that's when I really started my walk with God. I mean, all in, it was like I craved God, and I am speaking past tense because I'm going back to that title, Where Are You Now? I mean, every church function we had, Bible study, just everything. I wanted to be in it. I just couldn't stay away from it. So in that process of learning of him and developing my relationship with him, God started to give me visions. I don't even know what day, I cannot remember the day of when he told me I would be a massage therapist. But I remember sitting in a Wednesday night Bible study, I wrote down on the back of a tithe envelope the name of a book that he wanted me to write. And so I got a piece of cardboard and I started writing stuff, writing down what he wanted me to do. But the thing with massage therapy was I had, my entire life, I had been a professional assistant. So I was used to secretary, 9-to-5 jobs, and collecting a paycheck. And now here I was going through separation in my marriage and losing everything. But when I say trust in God, I was holding on to what he gave me because I was like, this is what God wants me to do. He wants me to have my own business. He wants me to be a massage therapist. It has to do with healing ministry. And God was showing how people, needed to have good touch and how he's going to use me in that process. So that's how it started for me. Okay, so I'm gung-ho about it, okay? I'm excited. You know how we get when we're new in Christ, we're like nothing can talk us down. So I was excited up until I went and signed up for school. I cried. I was like, what have I done? This is absolutely ridiculous. The enemy started talking to me. I'm like, I can't do this. Sure. I'm 40 years old. But the thing is, God was like, yes, you can. And through it all, I mean, from when I say lose everything, I mean to sleeping in my car, nowhere to stay. My kids were staying with their aunt. I mean, but I pressed through school, finished, and now I have my own business. So walking with God and developing the relationship with him is foremost. That's the main thing. The next thing you have to do is, of course, is surrender yourself to God. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when I get rid of hope in flesh and present myself as a sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, when I change my mind about what I was before and then change it as God is showing me who I am now in him, then I can function as I was created to be. You still there? Good.
I'm here.
Third thing, during the process, I had to seek wise counsel. Proverbs 11:14 is where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And when I first started this, I did not have a lot of people backing me up. They thought I had lost my mind because especially in the church, they were like, massage therapy, right? Yeah, God wants you to be a massage therapist. Because a lot of women and a lot of men, well, men also, were looking at me on the outside. And they weren't seeing the mission God had for me through this avenue. So I had to deal with the stigma of what they knew about massage therapy, and I had to, they had to learn on their own exactly what it was that God had me do. So God sent people in my path that helped me not only develop my skills, but that supported the vision that God had given me. Another thing we need to do is we need to pay attention to how God has created what he has wired us to do. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold of grace. I mean, manifold grace of God. So because we have a specific gift, we need to pay attention to it, and we need to share it. I have a specific role for the kingdom. Valerie has a specific role for the kingdom. You know, we're originals. I can't be Valerie. Valerie can't be Hope. I can't do your calling. You know, I've got mine. So, you know, as the kids would say, stay in your lane. So do what it is and use what God has given you. So a lot of people are like, okay, well, how do I even get started? Okay, I've got a relationship. Okay, I'm going to surrender myself. You know, God, and well, you have to listen to God. John 10, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Okay, so we need to be quiet, and we need to listen. And another thing is listen to your heart, and this one is very interesting, because we need to really see what is in our heart. Psalm 37, verses 4 through 5 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Okay, so what is in your heart? What should be in your heart is pleasing God. You know, a lot of people, you know, I want to have this mansion, and I want to drive this BMW, and and God's like, really? You know, because is that edifying, you know, and building the kingdom? I'm not going against anybody who drives a BMW or has a nice house. I'm just saying, when you walk in what God has you to do, okay, that other stuff may come along, and that's grand, but is it really important? Okay, so delight yourself in the Lord. And for those people who say that I can't do it or I have failed, and the thing, and this scripture goes right back to, listening to what God is telling you to do versus you doing it on your own or you adding a twist to stuff, you know, because sometimes, I mean, I've even veered off the vision. I took my business at a place and I could tell it was not the clientele that God usually brings me. So I had to move out. And this is coming from Acts 16, verse 6 through 10. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had received the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So they were trying to go everywhere else but where they were supposed to go. So God never said, I'm going to give up on y'all. He just appeared and said, you know what? Y'all need to go here. And so when he saw Paul's phone, he's like, oh, okay. So what did they do? They went and preached the gospel to them. Right. So just because you took a wrong turn doesn't mean that God is like, you know what, I'm going to strip everything from you. It's important for us just to be like, okay, you know what, I stepped left, I need to go right. Thank you, Lord, for showing me. Okay, let's get back to it. So for those who say, you know, the Lord has given me or the Lord has told me I'm going to be, God says, well, where are you? He's still waiting on some of us. Some of us haven't even been proactive. You know, some still wait for it to fall in their lap. But we need to get up and make a move. We need to put action to the word that he's spoken over us. Now, if I hadn't stepped out, I seriously don't know where I would be right now. You know what? I want to go back to our heart. He'll give you the desires of your heart. I was really thinking about that. You know, God, you know, I really enjoy being with my granddaughter and my kids. I love it. I mean, I just do. I'm sure you understand, Grandma. Oh, I just love that role. And I think if I had never stepped out and did what God had me do, I would never have the time like I have now to invest, especially in her. You know, now I have time. You know, my nieces have several things going on between softball, dance recitals, college graduation, Victoria's pre-K graduation has come up. If I had a 9-to-5 job like I did then, there's no way that I would be able to do all that stuff. So I'm grateful that, and I'm saying, I can't even say that my work is a job because I feel guilty if I don't do what I do because I feel like I am doing a disservice to God. He has given me a gift, and I have to extend myself. Almost feel I can't think of the word now that it slipped my mind. But anyway,
You're neglectful. You're neglectful.
Yeah,
that's how you're. Yeah.
Because I don't see people just as people. I mean, I'm looking at their shoulder is more elevated on the right than the left. You know, they're putting more pressure on their right hip. You know, I don't see. You know, you just can't walk up on me. I mean, I see you. I'm like, okay, well, this is obviously an issue that needs to be addressed. You know, a lot of people when they're in session, you know, you really got to lose your, and this is another thing when you do something for God, you have to lose yourself. A lot of people say, how can you massage people? You know what I'm saying? They're like, how can you do that? You know, what about this and what about that? And a lot of women especially, they have me laughing, they're like, or shave my legs. I'm like, okay, I don't care. I'm working a muscle. But, you know, but they pay attention to the outside, but I'm not because I'm focusing on, okay, God, what is it? And it's amazing because sometimes during session, my hands just flow. I don't know what, I'm like, okay, I've never even learned the technique before. But it's not me. It's just me yielding myself to what God has me do. So I get joy from knowing that my clients feel better.
Amen.
So I'm happy. My heart's happy. You know why? Because I'm than my father, because I'm reaching out. My pause.
And fulfilling purpose. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Wow. Wow. Wow.
I know that. So where are you? I mean, where are you? Even those who haven't been functioning and have allowed trials that come up. You know, he's like, you know, you didn't even have a home before, and you were sleeping in your car. He was like, and you still pressed through. He's like, why are you allowing an issue now to stop you from dreaming? He's like, where are you? I don't understand that. And I know exactly what it is. I'm not spending as much time with him like I was. When we pull ourselves, when we pull away, we're the ones that cause that dysfunction. The not knowing of what direction to go. You know, we're like, oh my gosh, you've got to help me get out of this situation. I don't know how this happened. Yeah, when you sit and really think about it, yeah, you do. Let me go back and look at myself. Let me go back in the mirror and look at myself. Okay, I didn't do this. Okay, I didn't do this. Oh, okay. Okay. I got you. So it's just about getting back on track. And it is so important to support each other. You know how that is, Valerie, in ministry. Well, how about just in living to encourage one another?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know, as you're sharing about these dreams, and I titled this Dreams or Realities, and what I see, even as you've been sharing this word, is that sometimes we compare our dreams to our current set of realities. And based on what our realities are, they diminish our ability to dream. Wow. So as you said, there are some people right now who are not functioning, who are not pursuing what God showed them as his original intent for them in the earth. They're not pursuing that dream because they are stagnant and content in what their reality seems to be. But I'm excited. I'm elated to know that whatever state my life might be in, I'm going to count it all joy, because the word says count it all joy, even when you find yourself in diverse situations. I'm going to count it all joy. But at the same time, I'm going to hold to Jeremiah 29, which says, I know the plans I had towards you, saith the Lord. He has an expected end for me, and that expected end is tied to me fulfilling my purpose, to me living the dream and vision that God had for my life. So right now, for those of you who know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has given you a purpose, you've seen it in your dreams, you've had visions about these things, but you continue to just stand back and wait on somebody else to plug in. Wait for somebody else to give you an attaboy. Wait for somebody else to pat you on the back. Wait for somebody else to drive up and give you all the tools you need to succeed, not realizing that the capacity to succeed is already inside of you. God has already given you the thing that you need to get this thing accomplished. The only thing it requires is that you get up off of your do-nothing and start doing something.
Exactly.
And one thing that I know for certain, that God would rather us get up and do something and get it wrong instead of sit down and do nothing.
Amen.
He wants to see us moving. He wants to see some things happening. And so I'm excited about this word. I'm excited about dreams or realities, because now I'm invigorated to dream again. And like you said with Rapunzel, when you opened up, he said, so, yes, your dream is going to be, when you see the lights, is going to be everything that you thought it might be. And once you experience that, now dream again.
Exactly.
Now dream again. So with you, Hope, God gave you your initial dream. Your dream was you're going to be a massage therapist. So you began that work, and God began to grow in your ministry. Now, once that's established, God began to show you another dream. You're not just going to be here, Hope, but you're going to be here, and you're going to be here, and you're not. And you said, oh, God, really? So now that begins to happen. Okay, I'm settled in that. God, now what? Now he shows you another dream. Oh, you're going to be getting on planes.
Amen.
And you're going to be going this place, and you're going to be going that place, and you're going to be fulfilling my destiny for you in the earth. Why? Because you continue to plug in. You continue to apply the word. You continue to search your heart daily. You get up saying, God, this is the day. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it despite what I'm feeling, despite what things look like, despite what people have said. God, I know that you have a plan and a purpose for my life, so today I'm going to fulfill that. And as I do that, as every day you created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, then, God, I'm able to see the manifestation of my dreams. And I won't be bogged down by a reality that speaks to the contrary.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Lord.
Oh, God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. There are some now, and this word is hitting you, because you know that God has spoken some things to you concerning your purpose in the earth. God has shown you things that he desires that you do. And he's equipped you for it, but because of fear, because of words that you've allowed other people to speak that are contrary to what God has spoken, you found yourself in a rut. You found yourself not wanting to participate. You found yourself not wanting getting in the word. You're not praying the way that you used to pray because you're stuck. You get up and you say, I want to do this, but And I want to go here, but. And I want to, but. Get up off of your butt. Get that butt out of the way. Get that butt out of the way. Because everything, the truth is everything that comes behind the butt. You really don't want it that bad, because if you wanted it that bad, you would get up and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to lose weight, but I get tired when I walk. Yeah, you get tired when you walk because you don't walk at all. I want to lose weight, but I really like sweets. Okay, if you really like sweets, then I don't want to hear anything about you wanting to lose weight. They
That's
don't
right.
go together. That dream and that reality, they don't go together.
How you going to trust God? How you going to trust God to save you from eternal damnation, but you can't trust him enough to step out and follow a dream he has given you? That makes totally no sense at all. So you say, my God is the God of all of everything. I can't do this. Really? But.
Yeah, but.
That's not a renewal of the mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you got to. It's got to be the renewing of the mind, and it's got to be a daily thing. You know, for a period of time in my life, I've been stuck several times. I can be honest. Y'all know I'm transparent and really just keep it real. I've been stuck several times in this walk trying to fulfill my assignment in the earth. And for a period of time, I would have to wake up every morning and decree and declare that I'm coming out. And I had to name whatever it was that I was coming out of. But I had to decree and declare for a period of time, every morning before I put my feet on the floor, I'm coming out.
Yes.
I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of the mindset that would limit me from fulfilling what God gave me to do. I'm coming out of the mindset that makes me think less of myself than God thinks of me. I'm coming out of depression. I'm coming out of being obese. I'm coming out of being broke. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of these things because I know that God has shown me what he desires for me, and I'm not going to get caught up with what my reality looks like right now.
That's right.
So for somebody this morning, you may have to get up from this point forward and start decreeing and declaring to yourself, I'm coming out.
Thank you, Lord God.
In order for my dream to be fulfilled, I'm coming out. And start
get out that power.
Stuff. You got it. Come on, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Thank you, Lord God.
And free yourself and go and do that which God has for you. Do what he's called you to do. Fulfill the dream. If you ask my husband will tell you, dreams do come true. And I pick on him, but for all of us, we've had opportunity to dream, and we've seen the manifestation of those dreams happen. And it did happen in spite of what our reality looked like at that point. Our dreams came true because we were diligent in seeking what God had for us to seek. We're down to 90 seconds, Evangelist. Would you just pray us out? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, for guiding our steps to follow in the dreams, Lord God, that you have placed upon our heart. For showing us that all we have to do is let down our hair and get out of the tower that we have placed ourselves within. We thank you, Father God, for breaking down those barriers, Lord God, and allowing us to be free, Lord God, and to trust in you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for this word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listening audience, I know that if you've opened your heart to receive what God has released today, allow that seed to just get in you, because we believe that one will sow, another will water, but surely God will get the increase, and your life will be better for this. You will truly be empowered if you go ahead and begin to dream again. We tell
yes,
you,
Lord.
We tell you all each week, do something daily to empower yourself, and after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Change is not going to happen unless you realize that you are the key to your own empowerment. God bless you all. Until next week.